Are you looking for the best enduro bike, but not sure where to start because there's so many models to choose from, or if an enduro bike is even right for you? There's a big difference between an enduro bike in 2024 versus 1974 because back then, an enduro bike was basically a street legal motorcycle with off-road tires. But today, an enduro bike is a high-performance trail bike. So, for example, a CRF 250F air-cooled dirt bike is a trail bike, while the CRF 250RX is a high performance enduro bike. So if you need a street legal dirt bike to ride on and off road legally, then you should check out my video on best dual sport bikes. Because in this video, I'm gonna break down and show you what the best enduro bikes are based on your specific needs, your size, your budget, and compare the differences between the two minor categories of enduro bikes, or whether or not you should even get an enduro bike, especially if you're a beginner. First, we'll look at the best hard enduro dirt bikes, and this is generally going to be 300cc two strokes because they're the best power to weight ratio and they handle tight, technical, hard enduro, gnarly trails and sections the best and tend to overheat less than a four stroke. So, this would be the KTM 300 XCW, the Husqvarna TX 300, the Beta 300RR, the Sherco SE 300 Factory, and the Riehu MR Pro 300. These are all top-of-the-line 300cc enduro race bikes that have the best power, all the best options for riding tighter trails. They have a little bit softer suspension and a little bit mellower power compared to the cross-country models, which I'll cover in just a minute. Then moving on to the best enduro bikes for tight and technical or slower trails. This is similar to hard enduro, but I'll cover all the ranges of enduro bike sizes. You got the KTM 150, 250, and 300 XCW. KTM used to have the 200, but they don't sell that anymore since I think 2017. For GasGas, you have the EC 250 and 300. For Husky, you have the TE 150, 250, and 300, as well as the four strokes, the FE 350 and 450. And then for Honda, you got the CRF 450X. For Beta, there's the 125, 200, 250, 300 RR models for the two strokes, as well as the 350, 390, 430, and 480 RR four stroke models. For Sherco, you got the 125, 250, 300 SE factory two strokes, as well as the 250, 300, 450, and 500 SEF factory four stroke enduro bikes. And then for Riehu, you got the MR Pro 200, 250, and 300. And for Yamaha, you have the WR 250F and WR 450F. And then if you want the best enduro bike for high speed or desert racing, you want to choose the cross country model. So for KTM, this would be the 125, 250, or 300X. C, not the XCW. The XC has a little bit stiffer suspension and a closer ratio transmission, which is better for racing, riding at high speeds, keeping it in the meat of the power band when you're shifting gears. Or if you want a four stroke, you got the KTM 250, 350, and 450 XCF. For GasGas, you got the EX 250, 300 for the two strokes, as well as the EX 250, 350, and 450F for the four strokes. For Husky, you got the TX 300 and the FX 350 and 450 for the four strokes. And then if you want a Yamaha, you got the YZ125X and YZ250X. Yamaha doesn't have as many modern features such as fuel injection or electric start compared to the Austrian brands, but they're more affordable. They're, some would say, simpler, less parts to go wrong. So if you're on a budget but still want a reliable and proven platform, the Yamaha is a great choice. And then Kawasaki has the KX 250X and 450X for cross-country racing or riding. Honda has the CRF 250RX and the 450RX. And for Beta, you got the 125, 200, 250, and 300 are our race edition models for the two strokes, as well as the 350, 390, 430, 480 are our race models for the four strokes. And for Riehu, you got the MR Race 200, 250, and 300 two-stroke models. Moving on to the best lightweight on and off-road enduro bikes. I would consider these dual sport bikes, but they're higher performance and lighter weight than the typical dual sport, which most dual sports weigh over 300 pounds, where an average trail bike is in the 240 to 270 pound range. And for these, you got the KLX 300, the street version, a KTM 350 and 500 EXCF, as well as the Husky FE 350S and the 501S. And if you want an enduro bike and you're a shorter rider, you want something that has a lower seat height, a little bit lower the ground, to give you a little bit more confidence, the best bikes would be the Beta 300 Cross Trainer or the 200 RR, which isn't quite as short, but it's a little lighter and easier to handle. And then you have the Riehu MR Ranger 200 and 300, which are lower to the ground than their pro and race models. And if you're a trail rider that wants to have more confidence, you can grab my Master Your Confidence Trail Riding Handbook at motocrosshideout.com/confidence or the link in the description below. And if you want an enduro bike, but you can't afford a new one or a slightly used one, looking for something cheaper on a budget, like less than $3,000, there's a few options. You got the KDX 200 or 220 from Kawasaki. These were made from the 80s to 2007 is when they were discontinued, and they don't have quite as good of suspension or horsepower compared to the modern two-strokes, but they still have plenty of power and decent suspension. If you do a few mods to them, they can be just as competitive if you're a skilled rider. Then you got the Yamaha YZ250, which is technically a motocross bike, but there's so many mods out there that you can do to them, and it's a pretty versatile bike because it has good bottom end and mid-range torque that if you set up the suspension for off-road riding, the YZ250 can be a really solid woods or enduro cross-country race bike, if you don't mind having a little bit more of the motocross style characteristics such as snappy power or stiff suspension. And then you have the Kawasaki KLX 300R, which is not comparable to the 300 or 350 modern four strokes, but it has a little bit more performance compared to the air-cooled 250cc trail bikes. And if you are a beginner looking for your first dirt bike and want an enduro bike, I cannot recommend any of the enduro bikes that I previously mentioned, because I want you to start out the right way. I want you to build your confidence faster. I want you to stay safe and not get hurt. And a common problem that I hear over and over and over again is people getting into this sport or getting back into it after 20 plus years and buying a KTM 250, XCW, or 300 or 450 because they think they can handle that extra power, or they want to because they want a fast bike. But what this does is it kills your confidence because you're focused on trying to control the bike, tame the power. You might get whiskey throttle and crash. And when you're focused so much on trying to tame the power, you can't focus as much on learning the proper techniques that I teach in my virtual dirt biker school. This is why I highly recommend starting out on a cheaper, slower, maybe a little bit smaller, lower seat height trail bike if you're looking for your first dirt bike. And this would be the Kawasaki KLX 230R, the Honda CRF 250F, the Yamaha TTR 230, or the Kawasaki KLX 300R if you want a liquid cooled bike and you're a little bit bigger of a rider. And if you're a trail rider that's been riding for at least a year but are still lacking confidence and aren't sure why, you should check out this video on how to tell if you have bad trail riding technique. I'll break down the common symptoms that you don't have good technique and what you can do to quickly improve that so you have more confidence. I'm Kelly Fager from Motocross Hideout. Learn more, ride more.